Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and I'm so excited to be here. I've been waiting on this interview for a while, really since the moment that I met him. We were at Valve World, and I was like, okay, this is a leader. I've got to know a little bit more about you. And so let's start there. Just jump in here and kind of introduce yourself.
Well, hello. Thank you for that, Charlie. Hope to live up to that introduction. My name is Robbie Riggs. I'm with TEDIT North America, and I'm humbled and honored to be here serving as the CEO and president of our organization.
Awesome. Yes. And that was it. You were having some changes over there. I was seeing some press releases. Andre, who's a part of your team, had sent me the press release. And I was like, okay, there's a lot of activity. I can't wait to see what's going on. And so, you know, this is kind of a recent change of you moving into stepping into that CEO role. So just tell us a little bit about how you got into the industry and then I guess how you made your way up to CEO.
Sure. I was a mechanical engineering student and right out of college was looking for employment. And a family friend of mine was looking to hire a applications engineer. So I got into doing technical support for industrial applications for a gasket distributor and got to learn the business from the ground up. Doing technical support, R&D, working with customer service, and through that distribution business and relationship there, got to learn kind of the ins and outs. And through that, got to interact with TEDIT as a key supplier and manufacturer that we worked with. And about 5 or 6 years ago, had the opportunity to come on board and join TEDIT.
So I'm a little curious on just engineering in general. Why did you pick that field?
I hate to say it was a means to an end, because it was brutal. I was not a great engineering student, to be honest with you. It was tough, but I got through it, and all along I was thinking that I was probably not going to have a long career grinding it out in reliability departments or something like that. But I was a math and science guy, so I tended towards that. I thought architecture would be cool, or you know, something along those lines, maybe real estate or something like that. So I don't know, just kind of went that way and wanted to see where it ended up. But ultimately, I really liked the business side of it, and spent a little bit of time in operations, a little bit of time in quality, but I kept getting primarily brought and drugged back into the commercial side of the business.
Yeah, and I think that that's it. You do have to have an understanding in this industrial space of products, engineering, design, how, you know, even reliability, you know, what does that look like in developing a culture within your organization? So important. And I think that that was kind of that moment, like, I mean, honestly, within, you know, 10 minutes of talking to you, I could tell that you really did care about the culture there and just leadership in general. So tell us a little bit about what leadership means to you.
Wow, that's a big question. So maybe even stepping back from leadership, just culture in general, I think is super important. I think if you have the right culture, and that gets thrown around a lot, organizational health, you know, whatever that looks like for where you are. But I think if you have the right culture, that comes from leadership. So if you have the right culture, that's kind of like the secret weapon, the secret sauce, whatever you want to have. That's the advantage that healthy companies have. And, you know, it's something that we're passionate about at TEDIT is making sure that we have a winning culture. So we spent a lot of time on it, and within our leadership team, developing leaders is a key part of what our culture is. So we want to have that customer focused, sales focused, people focused culture. We spent a lot of time within our senior leadership team trying to develop other leaders focused on what does it look like to serve our clients? What does it look like to say yes? What does it look like to honestly treat others the way that we want to be treated? And I'm not an expert at all things, and certainly our leadership team knows that. So I have no problem delegating responsibility and asking them to perform in those ways, but also challenge them not to stay where we are. And they know I like to dream big and challenge them to join me in that. And we push each other. So yeah, I think as long as we all have the same goal and we can rally around what that goal is and we keep talking about it and all are all pulling in that same direction, it can be infectious and contagious and let's go.
Yes. And so that's what I saw. I got to visit your plant not long ago and have a tour, which was amazing. I love a plant tour, but it was also very cool to, meet with the operations manager and look how they design the plant for most efficiency and how they can get more things done with the space. And like you said, to say yes. Well, part of that I saw was like a customer needs something. And we're going to get it out the door for them. And the way that we can do that is we can utilize this space the best, have the right people working, have the right products on the shelf to be able to get that out. And so it was wonderful to see that and the passion from the people as we walked around. I think that leadership style of kind of walking around and knowing people that I do see that throughout, industry and really good leaders doing, but I also saw and I've seen it many places, the fun that you have, right? So it's, I won't say family, maybe team is the better word, but there's this great team element that brings people in for a win, right? Because you're doing it for your team. And so I kind of picked up on that. Would you agree?
Well, it's awesome that you were able to pick up on that, doing a site visit, because we do really hold that dear and precious and value that, and that doesn't just happen, right? You have to work hard at that, and there are a lot of things that will want to take that away from you. And yeah, we definitely agree, and that is something that is infectious. And I think our customers feel it. And when we're looking for top talent, I think people want to come work at it. We're able to get some of the best people in the industry who either seek us out or are excited to come be a part of what we're doing, because maybe they're not having a whole lot of fun in their place of employment. And we work hard. But we enjoy each other, and they like the calls, and
Yeah, well, I've seen
the
this. I've
culture's
seen this,
good.
and you have absolutely brought in several people recently that I knew, right? And really building out your team. I think one of Andre's gifts, we'll talk about him for a minute. Is developing people. He does it in a way that you don't know he's doing it, but he does care a lot about his team members. And I think that is what once you're in that growth stage and you're trying to make a difference out in the world, when you're not or when there's pushback, then you kind of feel that, and that's where that unsettlement kind of at work might maybe sets in. But I'm really excited for you and your team. I know it's continually growing, which is great for Tata in general, but also just personally, kind of knowing your team and the growth there. Absolutely love meeting Taylor, your marketer there. She's been really just an inspiration for me of watching what that looks like, managing the different pieces of an industrial side of the business with a feminine energy that she brings as well. I've just been really, really touched by working with her. And so, I'm enjoying it and I'm enjoying getting to know your team and your goals, but it does all come down to leadership. And so congratulations on that and how you direct your team moving forward. I'm excited, to see what happens. But anything that you want to kind of tell our audience about? I mean, first we didn't even talk about very much what TEDx does. It's kind of underlying there, but tell us a little
No.
bit.
Yeah, well, we hopefully most people know of us. I think a lot of your listeners are aware of us as a gasket sealing packing manufacturer supplier. We're striving to help reduce emissions and leaks and keep the world safer and greener and in all ways. We're growing internationally, but also have a very strong growth focus in North America. Several different markets. We just recently opened up our second facility in Louisiana in Geismar. So we'll be having a open house here in just a couple weeks. So we're getting the word out about that. So this conversation is timely. Don't mean to try to plug something, but it's
Absolutely, plug it. That's what we're here for. We want people to know about it.
absolutely. So yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, so and now you mentioned Andre. We have a an office up in Canada now, which is our kind of international marketing headquarters. So we have a full-blown marketing staff. Taylor and I have been trying to do the best we can for North America ourselves for the past 5 years. So now it's great to be supported with people who can provide content and event management and some creative. So we're really excited about the things that we're going to be doing there. We've brought on several new engineers in the recent months. So a lot of exciting things coming down the road for us.
Yeah, and with that, there's a lot of change, a lot of things going on. I think that there is, you're doing more of what you do well, right? I've definitely seen you have the trainings at your facility where you're teaching people how to use the products and things. And so being able to open a new facility and bring in courses to help people in that region is wonderful. But you do feel the change, right? And people are going to ask about the change, and you have to lead through the change. So just any inspiration or knowledge out there for our other leaders that are navigating change?
If they have any advice, to please give me a call. I'm open to whatever they. I'm following in the footsteps of one of the greatest leaders in our industry, Chris Day. Chris has been a wonderful friend and mentor of mine for years, and certainly could have gone to work at many places, but honestly, I didn't choose TEDx. I chose Chris. And I think that's important, is that a lot of times you don't go to work for companies, you go to work for managers. And I went to go to work for Chris, and I'm still working for him. So I still love my job. And so he moved on to another role, and I still get to report to him. So we talk about it in North America that we're in kind of this, we're calling it a wet concrete season, where we're we have a firm foundation underneath us that Chris has built for the past 25 years, but things are a little different, right? And we have an opportunity to make it look like what we want it to look like right now, building on his legacy. So let's not mess it up, right? Let's make something beautiful that generations can continue to build on after us. We're excited to make an imprint and see what we're going to do from here.
There's Robbie right there. That's that message that come through loud and clear for me. I knew I would find it in there. Absolutely wonderful to talk with you and just get to share you a little bit of your leadership and that appreciation for your team and what you're doing. Absolutely love it because it's important. Y'all all know how I feel about it. And so y'all check that out. If y'all can get to Louisiana for the grand opening, please do that. I think it's going to be fun to see any of these, new plants in action, but also fun to meet this team and really get to know them. So, anything else that you want to leave our listeners with? Well, then I can't let you go without a little rapid fire. So these are the questions that I don't prep you for, that are just fun for me
Oh
and
boy.
hopefully my listeners. What is your favorite book?
Professional book.
What,
Let's
whatever, whatever,
go with that.
it's about.
Yeah. I'm a anybody who knows me knows I'm a huge Michael Weinberg nerd. So Sales Management Simplified, by Mike Weinberg is my go-to.
I love it. Okay.
I'll leave
Okay.
it
How
there. It's just a
about,
rapid fiber. Rapid fiber.
it's, you gotta be fast with this.
Yeah,
Okay.
fiber.
So, what about favorite music? There's a lot of musicians around you, whether they play or make guitars or whatever, but what is your favorite tunes?
Mike Weinberg's book, New Sales Simplified and Sales Management Simplified, or his podcast. Oh, you said music.
But I like that too. Oh.
I'm a nerd, man. I'm listening to audiobooks and I don't.
He doesn't jam. Okay, so we'll have to make him jam
Okay. Sorry.
separately. What about advice then, since you've got all that wisdom, right? What about the best advice that you've ever received?
Try to be helpful.
It's good,
Just try to be
period,
helpful.
right?
Just try to be helpful. Don't think about yourself. If you're trying to be helpful, it looks different for everybody that you're dealing with. If you're trying to help somebody, find out what that is, what they need, and then just do that thing. And
Okay, the last question
speak.
is, if you were talking to a young professional come into the sealing industry, what would you tell them?
Come to work at Tenet, but you need to be a particular type of person because we're going to go hard. We're going to have a good time. And if you're not all in, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. But if you're up for it, you're going to have a great time.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so work hard, play hard, be a team player, try to be helpful to people. I love it. So thank you so much for your time today. I appreciated it
Yeah,
so
Charlie, you're
much.
doing great work. Keep it
And
up.
and look forward to seeing what y'all do next.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Okay, so everybody share this episode, like, subscribe, visit, say something helpful to somebody else, like, this was a great podcast. I like that. And the other thing is be empowering. So until next time, be empowering.